Right, so all I need you to do now is do, sound a bit gay, you all lean forward into the mic and say, we're Blue Demon and you're listening to Punky Radio. Unless it's something that you want to sell.
We're Blue Demon, yeah. You're listening to Punky Radio.
You can have more than one go, if you
okay,
want.
Okay.
Alright, ready?
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
Mine is Tony Hearn.
And we got something a little bit different for you this week, Tony. A little bit different for you.
Okay.
First half of the show is not as normal, and the second half of the show is completely different. Now, that isn't to do with the music, per se, or will become apparent, but we are starting off the first three tracks this week. Got a little bit of metal for you.
Okay.
Got a little bit of metal for you.
Metal.
Well, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's not metal like, okay. Like that. It's a little bit different to us normally. Here comes the first one, Serotonin. Yeah, what?
Go for it.
All right, you need to say go for it. And then
I did.
I'll
yeah.
Go for it. Well, you must have dropped out.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck Ed. That's Serotonin and Death From Above. There. Right now, I'm just going to... You're just laughing, aren't you?
Yeah.
leave that whole bit in. Right.
Okay.
So people know exactly how this show works. that'll be funny. You lot have just heard something that we've just done, but then we're already talking about doing it now, and that's why it's funny. Oh, I don't know. Doctor Who. Just to tell you, Johnny, Serotonin are a three-piece progressive rock band consisting of Jay, Jody and Dave, and they present their latest release, an EP showcasing the band's grunge Indian rock influences, titled Siempre y Para Siempre, and that was the second track from it. What do you think of that, then?
It's very nice. Metal.
It's not metal.
Well, it's not metal. No,
it's kind of... But the next one kind of... I'm really excited about the next one already. But anyway, I like that. It reminded... I'll tell you what, when I was listening through it, some of it sounded really sort of... it's on this kind of very early 80s new wave kick they've got going there, and some of it was reminiscent of early Adam and the Ants, and some of it was not.
Oh, okay.
I've just realised that the thing that I was going to say that something did sound like was actually not this band, it's one later on in the show, and I've backed out of it. What I want to know is, what is Serotonin's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SerotoninMetal.
No, MySpace.com/SerotoninEffect.
Ah.
That's it, probably being into one Tony Nil. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound. I saw Rich Morton yesterday.
Is he alright?
Yeah, he's doing well. Yeah, he did a gig for me last week. He was fantastic. And you are listening to his instrumental craziness. Make sure you do check it out. Just type in the Rich Morton sound into Google. You'll find out all about it. RichMorton. The Rich Morton sound. Right, I've got a little bit of additional material for you here, Tony.
Okay.
All right, now, this is the first thing. Do you remember last week we were saying about your birthday?
Yeah, and the punk songs.
Yeah, did you do any research?
I had a quick look, and the only thing...
What did you find?
The only thing notable I could find is Sid Vicious joined the Sex Pistols the day before my birthday.
Right.
That's about it.
That's it.
That's all I could find out.
Because I tried ever so hard to find out the New Musical Express Independent Chart for that week, and I just could not track it down. All I found was, Tony, you know that we didn't know, we were hoping that there'd be some major punk incident or some great song would be number one on the day you were born.
Mm.
On the day you were born, the Julie Covington classic Don't Cry For Me Argentina was number one.
Shit.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
No.
That's just not cool, mate. I'll tell you what. I think number one when I was born was I Was Born Under a Wandering Star.
Nice.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Lee Marvin or something.
Wandering Star. Yeah, it was. It was exactly Lee Marvin, yeah. From Paint Your Wagon, that classic punk film. So, aren't we cool? That's right. So, if anyone can find out what was top of the independent chart, the NME independent chart, February the 16th, 1977, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and tell me, because I've been going research. I can't find the charts anywhere on the net because I'm not very good at the internet. Right, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
This came through. This didn't come through as a MySpace message. It came through on a MySpace, it wasn't a comment. It came through as a message.
Right.
I don't normally read them out, but when you hear this, you will like it, right? Gooper Gooper, Dick Cheese. It is I, the Gay Maker.
All right.
Yes, the lesbian listener from a few years ago. I still listen to your podcast. I just figured I'd come out of the shadows to say hello. Also, big news, no longer a lesbian.
Huh.
That's right. I'm what people call a tranny. Indeed, I have a tiny, mighty berserker. Anyhow, keep up the awesome tunes, or I shall come across the water and skank dance you into the ground. The Game Maker. So I just think that's absolutely fantastic. He has felt the need to come out and say, I'm not lesbian anymore, I've got a cock. So, yeah, I was quite taken aback. And well done, The Game Maker, although now, of course, you're just The Maker. That's right, and congratulations to you anyway, and I hope you're happy, The Game Maker, whose real name I don't know. You've always just been The Game Maker.
Just congrats on the cock.
Well, yeah, I think you are now the artist formerly known as The Game Maker, as it goes. So, I did have another small comment through. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio, please do leave a comment for us. We love to get them. And this came through from Luke, one of the Psycho Boys that I met in Spain, who I was at the Bradford gig the other week. More of that later on in the show. But he just sent this through. He goes, "Yo-ho, Paul. I had an asshole like a Jap flag after our Bradford curry. I hope you killed the porcelain throne on the National Express you rode home." Luke, no, I didn't, mate. I was fine. Industrial guts when it comes to curry. And quite clearly, you young'uns, you know, he's only a young'un, you know.
Right, yeah.
His guts haven't hardened over the years. We did have a very nice curry, and I will try and remember that later on the show, and thanks a lot for coming out with it, Luke, as fucking Russ didn't. I want to talk to you a little bit about Ireland, if I can, because I've just been there.
Of course, yeah.
Last week. And I went out there for 4 days, and never mind Dublin, I just want to tell you about my Galway experience, because I flew into Galway Airport, and I'd never flown into Galway Airport before. What do you expect from an airport, Tony?
Duty-free, bars, people ripping you off, security men with gloves.
Yeah. Anything else? How about planes? Planes are quite important in an airport.
Runways,
yeah. Anything else? Perhaps a bus transfer between the plane and
Car park taxis. But
perhaps a night, yeah, car park taxis. Would you like a terminal building?
Yes, please.
Right. So, imagine my surprise when I take off on the Air Iran, and that worried me, in the current climate, a flight to Galway Airport on a plane with propellers. Now, you know how I love propellers, don't you?
You love turboprops.
I do, yeah. I was very, very happy about that because there were four of them. So it meant that basically the Germans could shoot at least three of them and we'd still make it, and we did. We flew above the clouds.
Good.
As you do. We did get above them. And as we began our descent into Galway Airport, the pilot came on and said, "Enjoy the sunshine, because once we get through these clouds, it's not happening." And it was a lovely sunny day. The window through that, it was fucking pissing down. It's really weird looking down at rain. Anyway, we land of a fashion. The plane did a skid.
Oh, geez.
So did I. Right, because you know I don't like landing. Landing's my thing. I can do everything about flying, but landing. I've explained to you why, haven't I? That every time I get on a plane, I've become increasingly likely to be a statistic.
Yeah.
And I'm all right while it's in the air, but landing, I always get a bit worried about it. So any form of dodgy landing, and yeah, I did nearly shit my pants. Right. So anyway, we get off the plane. It's really grey, and I can hardly see anything at all. That's because there's hardly anything there. Although, what, the only plane in the airport was ours. There was a tractor.
Right.
Right. And a shed. And I thought, oh, you must go through this shed and then you get through into the terminal building. No, the shed was the fucking terminal building. We got in there. The shed, you walk in through a door, there you are, baggage reclaim. Now, it's not one of those lovely circular carousels where your bag goes in a thing and out of a thing and rolls around. No. It's like the conveyor belt on the Generation game, right? It's one belt, right? And if you haven't got your bag by the end of it, they start to stack up. They don't go anywhere. It's just chaos, right? Excuse me. So, I'm waiting for my bag. I'm going, set of steak knives.
Cuddly toy.
Microwave oven, cuddly toy. My bag. Get the bag, think, oh no, I'm going to have to get through customs. Customs is an old bloke who didn't give a fuck, sitting on a box. Right, and he was basically only checking the passport of every other person. So if you'd been an even or odd numbered terrorist, you could have got lucky. You would have been very unlucky if you'd been an even numbered terrorist and he was doing even numbers that day, because frankly, you'd put the work in to get there. Right, anyway, up. I did the gig and it was fantastic. What a brilliant night I had in Galway. Absolutely loved it. I was on with Tom Stade, who's a good friend of mine, a fantastic act. Kevin, who runs the gig, it was his birthday, so it was extra fun and games. Everyone was loving it, and about 1 a.m, I walked out of there, and across the road was a casino called the Four Aces. So with my wages, I went into the Four Aces casino, 1 a.m, having had a good gig, drinking since 5 o'clock, thinking I'm the king of poker. Cut a long story short, it got to 10 to 5 in the morning. I doubled my money. I was up to €360.
Nice.
Every single Irishman in the place fucking hated me. I'm sat next to the croupier. Every time he swivels his chair, he's elbowing me on the arm. Everybody wants me out. They're looking fucking daggers at me. And then I ordered a cheese and ham toasted sandwich. And as I did, I didn't see someone get up from the table and walk away and someone else sit down. Next hand, there's someone else, because I was the chip leader on the table. So if someone went all in and I had a good hand, I was going all in with them, knowing I still got half my chips left.
Mm.
Like, classic scenario. Anyway, this bloke goes all in, and I just followed it, and I followed it with a queen 10 of diamonds. Right, he put in €800.
Shit.
So all my €360 that I've been fucking over hours building up go into the pot. It turns over an ace of diamonds, five of diamonds, and another card. I can't remember the other card, but anyway, there were two diamonds there. So I've got a flush draw. It's looking good. I've got chances. All €360 are in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I've got chances. The croupier turned. We have to turn our cards over. Everyone sees my queen 10 and gasps. Oh, it's a flush draw. We can't have this bloke winning more money. We hate the Englishman. Then fuck nuts over there. Turns his over. He's landed the bullets. He's got aces. So he's got three aces. He's got three aces and I've got a flush draw. And actually, he's worried because...
Well, yeah.
Any diamond turns over, he's fucked. Next card over, six of clubs. No good to anybody. Right, one card left. I need any diamond. He's winning. A diamond turns over. Come on, I say. And then I look again.
Six.
It's the six of diamonds.
Shit.
And it's landed a fucking full house. And I'm left with nothing. My wages from the night, gone. If I'd had a wife, I'd have gone home and given her some fist. I was fucking furious. Anyway, no one said a word. I just got up, went, that's me done. Walked out as the door shut behind me. All the clapping and cheering and ha ha ha, we beat the Englishman. Hilarity began. And I consider that a lesson learned. And over the next few days, the casino was called the Four Aces. Over the next few days, any time that I was about to do something stupid, I stopped and said, what is this? The Four Aces? Right, and stopped myself doing something stupid. So from now on, I'm going to say that. And that, incidentally, is my phrase of the week.
Excellent.
So if you ever are in a situation where you've got the opportunity to take a big risk or do something stupid you wouldn't normally do or out of character, stop yourself, remind yourself of what happened to me in Galway, and say, what is this? The Four Aces? And that's it.
Nice.
Rest of Ireland, nice. Fucking great. Had a great time as it goes. I love the Irish people and can't wait to go back. And hello to Robbie Bonham, who is a comic I met out there who's going to be coming and doing some things for me. And also Jack Wise, a very, very good magical actor who's out there. Oh, hello to everyone I was on with. Right, now, next song, right, Tone. I have been promising you here. I have been promising you some metal.
Mm.
Right. But this ain't the kind of metal that you like. No, 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 no.
Okay.
This is that kind of 80s cock rock that makes me happy.
All right.
It's a little bit Bon Jovi. It's a little bit Zodiac Mind Warp. It's a little bit sort of Def Leppard. It's a fucking good laugh. These boys know they're having fun. There's a great quote on here, which I want to do. Their sound is decadent. It's a reminder of those times where music is more important than the air you breathe, but not the beer you drink. And that's from Surface Unsigned Festival Live Review. This is a new single out September 14th, so early next week. Tone, I will ask you now, the band are called Primitai. Mm. What is Primitai's MySpace band?
MySpace.com/Privitai.
No, myspace.com/Primitai official, and it's spelled PRIMITAI official. And this, Tony, sit back and enjoy the craft.
vision, a service wish to reach the skies. Consume the world as a mission, and need the weak to wonder why. You wanna be a face at all costs, this is the price you pay. To wait around the grin of your lust, will everyone just sweat away? The curse of silence falls upon us. You're in for years of pure filth. You can try to find it in its wicked ways, but you're just a dick. Ain't like a bitch, my friend. I think it's best that you accept your death and drown in a deep blood path. Lay it out to rest with the things that are to test. Never thought to care about the past, but the past is all you have. When everything you love is gone, and how it's so, so sad. Now you pass the buck for your downfall, and pass the brain to your friends. Become another washed up and fall, the cycle that never ends. The curse of silence falls upon us. You're in for years of pure filth. You can try to find it in its wicked ways, but you're just a dick. Ain't like a bitch, my friend. I think it's best that you accept your death and drown in a deep bloodbath. Lay it out to rest with the things that are dear to test. Can you take the power of the craft? Of the craft.
So that was Primitai and the Craft. Did you like that, Tone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you are now listening to the Chop Tops underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tone. I forgot to mention that. Now, you have just informed me that the last link was nearly 15 minutes long. So, even by my standards, that's a lot of gassing. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to hand over this section to you right now and hit me with your best Podcast Alley comments.
Okay, here's the top five. Thank you for all your votes. It is now September, so, and yours seem very quiet at the minute, so hopefully you are listening. And if you haven't voted so far, and there's a lot of you who haven't, please do vote for us. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you wish, because I read them out and they're all appreciated. Thank you for your vote so far, and clearly some of you are listening because you have voted, so thank you.
Okay. I don't think I've voted yet, Tone. I haven't got around to it because I've been away in that.
Well, you've been busy. It's fine. I haven't voted either.
I've lost my lighter.
First comment: AOMS loves Punky. Yes, we do. From Air at My Shorts. There you go.
Right, you expected me to say something there, Tom?
No.
That's as uninspiring as the vote that I give them, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
hello, Buttons. Hello, Brenda.
Yeah. Dope Punky.
Oh, I think she had her 74th birthday last week.
Yeah?
Many happy returns.
Dope Punky. I would rather put my head in a bucket of cold sick and breathe in. Keep it up, chaps. From FNUF. Thanks.
Mixed messages there, isn't it?
A little bit, but you voted, so thank you.
You know who FNUF is, don't you?
No.
He's one of the Bleach Boys. He's our mate. John from the Bleach Boys.
Excellent.
Thank you for the vote, my friend. Thank you for the vote.
Yes, fellas. Punky. I love Punky. With the dick slapping, bitch stabbing bands and talk. And that means I like you. Hee hee hee. By Liz, enjoy it. Thank you very much. I think that's probably the first time you voted, so thank you.
Oh, is that a girl?
Must be. Yeah.
Oh, Liz, if you want to send a photo of yourself to paulieb@punkyradio.com, much appreciated.
Excellent.
Why not title your email, "This is for you and you alone, Paulie B."
Next comment. Yeah, it has to be the first gay porn podcast ever. Paul and Tony have a great time making sexual advances upon each other while distracting me with great new music every few minutes, so they can take up each other's offers. I have just recently found them and have 97 past episodes to catch up on whilst I drive most of the day at work. I'm averaging about 3 a day, but I'm not sure if that's wanks or podcasts.
I was going to say, I mean, I average 3 a day, but yeah.
But I'll finger that out eventually.
You'll finger that out
that's
eventually.
What they put.
Blowing.
You can slip clearly. P.S.
Yeah.
Steph sounds like one of the hottest militant lesbos I've ever laid my ears on. Does she have a website? No. That's from Johnson Martin.
Yes, she has.
We didn't reveal it.
Well, she's not a lesbo.
No.
She's fairly hot and militant.
They're 2 out of 3 there. She is pretty hot. My lady.
She's a veggie terrorist. I think it's a little bit unfair on you, actually, there, to say that we make sexual advances on each other.
Yeah.
You don't really make many on me, to be fair. Yeah. You don't make any moves on me, Tane. I feel when we're talking, you know, you're not a player. I feel like that my love for you is unrequited.
It's Skype. It's very hard to take you up on the offers without getting in the car, driving 125 miles down the road
and sucking my cock. Yeah.
But thank you, Martin Johnson, for the year of your vote.
I missed the good update.
Good luck on the wanking.
Yeah.
And one last comment. This is probably another one for you, Punky. It fills a hole, and that's from Insane Star. Thank you. Insane.
I'll fill your hole, Insane Star. As long as you fancy a bit of daddy action. No, how old is she? She's 20 something, isn't she?
I think she's about 21, isn't she?
21, 22. She's in the zone.
Does she fancy a bit of daddy action?
Yeah, I know. As soon as I was starting to say that, I was just thinking to myself, what is this? The four aces? Back out, Paul. Back out.
That's it for podcast, Ali. Let's move on.
Alright then, I'll tell you what then. How about the next song? Demented, I'll go. Love is like electrocution.
Electricity, give me a big swan of green.
That was Demented Our Go and Love Is Like Electrocution, Tony, which was a rare foray for them into the land of metal. When obviously they are a psychobilly band, but they used an electric bass on that one and gave it some metal riffs and went for it. And it was from their second recognised album called Kicked Out of Hell, which is a beauty, and also features another one that's kind of metally and fast called Sick Spasmoid. What I want to know is, though, Tony, what is Demented Our Go's MySpace page?
Is it myspace.com/ Demented Our Go?
No, it's myspace.com/ official Demented Our Go. That's probably the internet 3, Tony nil.
I'm screwed.
Oh, this is looking good. This is the Dead 60s you listen to in the background, my friend. Thanks very much for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Listen, have you got a twat?
No.
Jesus.
No, again, I think this is the driest spell I've had in a good while.
What, other than that 9 years before you mate's death?
Yeah, thanks for that.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Maybe we'll just edit that bit out.
No.
If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, because it's getting desperate now. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. To tony@punkradio.com. Please do email this week. Every nomination greatly appreciated. But in the meantime,
send Tony some twat.
Yeah. What are you fucking about at?
Fuckers.
In the meantime, I've got a couple of gigs to promote, so...
Would they be part of Tony's
International Gig Guide?
Oh! Massive cock.
And the first one is indeed from the man with the cock. Well, the big cock, apparently. Allegedly. Maybe. Greetings, punky people. Saturday, 12th of September. Bedfordshire's biggest gothic gathering, The Coven, presents another dark night with resident DJs Nephilim Babe, Coven Alex, and a guest DJ, Psycho Zombie, from London's Blood and Velvet, playing an always great mix of the gothic genres.
Always great mix.
Plus
you were going to say Janiers then, weren't you? I know you were going to say Janiers.
Plus the classic club selection from the good old days of the Dallas 5-0 Club and the Mad Hatter's Goth Club, for those who are old enough to remember it. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Nah, me neither. £5 entry.
I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going. I'll be there after my comedy show next week.
More information, myspace.com/ The Coven UK, and that's from Obviously Ross.
Oh, he's now called Obviously Ross, is he?
Well, I could just refer to him as the man with the big cock.
But yeah, that was Ross's international gig guide. Mass cock.
And one more.
And bollocks.
And the Bleach Boys have been back in touch.
Come on.
Hi, Tony. A couple more gigs for the guide. The Bleach Boys played the venue, was called the Phoenix, and before that was the Adam and Eve in Hitchin, 12th of September.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't the Adam and Eve, but it was something else between the Adam and Eve and the Phoenix.
Right.
I used to go in there when it was the Adam. It was a good old punk rock pub. Cool. Now it's Rough as Old Boots. Perfect for them.
Wicked. And they're also playing... So that's the 12th of September, and they're also playing the 12th Bar Club on the 26th of September. That's in Hitchin as well, Ooh. Isn't it?
No, the 12 Bar's on Denmark Street in Soho.
Oh, right. I thought that was an issue.
And it's excellent. That's another great... I've been down there a few times since then.
Cool.
So you could go and see the Bleach Boys in Hitchin and then go straight over to the Coven.
Yeah. There you go.
Because the Bleach Boys will be off stage by 11 and the Coven don't open its doors till 10 of them. So. Sounds like a good idea to me, Mr. Tony.
Sounds good. Ah.
Yeah, it does indeed. So, anyway, is that the end of the gig guide?
That's the end of the gig guide.
Is that the end of Tony's
international gig guide? Yes. Thank
all
you.
Right, well, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. I suppose we've got to get on with the next song then. Seeing this, because that 15-minute link has left me racing a little bit. So, the next track up, Tone, I'll tell you about after we've played it, but we're going to take a little departure now from the land of metal and rock as I introduce you to Dr. Pop.
action, looking for a new thrill.
That is Dr. Pop, and that is called Wake Up Josie, which is, I believe, track number 5 of 6, or 4 of 5, from their new EP. Maybe I'll be able to tell you, from their new EP called Dirty New Hobbies EP. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Dr. Pop's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dr. Pop.
No, MySpace.com/Dr. Popular.
Right.
That's poorly being the internet for Tony. Nil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now then, Tony, I was wondering, right, whether, and thank you very much, Dr. Pop, for saying exactly. They did get in touch and said, can we send you something? And I said, yes. And they were the ones I was on about that said some of the things on there, under the EP. I thought that one sounded a bit like The Clash. It sounded a bit like later Clash. Anyway.
Right.
That's what I was going to say about Serotonin earlier, but they, of course, don't. So, I was wondering, Tony, I've heard about this thing, GoDaddy.
Mm.
And I was wondering whether, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, you could maybe tell me something about it.
Sure. If I can remember.
Button.
Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
I like them.
They're lovely and cute. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, yeah. GoDaddy can help there too.
There's a cheeky little chuckle in there, folks.
Do you like that?
Keep that in. Well, scared the wits out of me mum and dad. You went all Rolf Harris on me there, the kind of plot.
You can add a shopping cart to your site.
And you can't laugh at all of it now. Yeah, that's better.
And secure with in-standard SSL certificate, which will protect your customers' details.
Hang on, which are?
SSLs.
I'm expecting you to just chuckle and giggle a bit, and you're doing it. You'd written that chuckle in, hadn't you? You'd written that chuckle in.
Pause for chuckle, yeah.
Did you?
No.
Are you sure?
If you want. You seem to be a bit of a winner.
Yeah, definite pause for chuckle there. I want more chuckling in this. Because it's such a good deal, man. It makes me happy.
Or you can also set up a merchant account so you can see and process credit card payments.
You'd be mad not to.
You would. Finally, though, the best news of all, if you enter code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
Which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And also, there's PUNKY9. That's...
Hang on, what's happened to me getting the chance to do the exchange rate baby thing? What have you done with that?
I was going to put that after Punky 9.
Oh, right then.
And also
yeah, right then.
Yeah?
Yeah, right then.
This could all change. I mean, I could take the chuckles, more chuckles in and change it all around.
Well, no, because the thing is, because the Punky 9 isn't UK only, is it?
Ah.
Punky 8 is. So come on, let's give the listeners a chance here. Let's do Punky 8 again.
Okay. If you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
Which should give you 20% of orders of £35 more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby. And because... And this is why you're chuckling. Because your clients use it.
Yeah. Yes, they do. I hope. Mm. They should do. And also, there is PUNKY9. That's...
PUNKY9.
And that'll give you 30% off all .com domains. So, go to godaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
That was excellent. Thank you very much, Tony. What a wonderful job you did there.
Thanks.
That 1 minute bid must have gone on for 8. Now, yeah. So, I am going to do a little bit of chat. What I'm going to explain now is the second half of the show is going to be mainly interviews and songs, right? I want to talk to you a little bit about the gig and the reason for them now, if that's all right with you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've stopped burping. And that is, but a couple of weeks ago now, August bank holiday, in fact, on Sunday, I'd done Birmingham Jonglers. Had a fine old time, as discussed. And then I got the train up to Bradford, and I checked into the Bradford Hilton for not one but two nights, because it was buy one, get one free in the hotel. And I treated myself to a deluxe twin, which did involve me getting a free bathrobe and slippers, complimentary fruit, mineral water, and a small bottle of red wine.
Nice.
But the room wasn't as good as the fucking Holiday Inn. You'd expect an amazing room for a fucking deluxe room in the Hilton. No, not really. Not as good as Holiday Inn. Another minor gripe was that when I left there on the Tuesday morning in with a fairly cloudy head, I did leave some clothes there.
All right.
not on purpose. And I rang him every day about it, and no one would help me. And then when they did finally phone me up, it was last Saturday morning, 8:30 in the fucking morning. And but they have apologised, and they are sending them first class post this morning, in fact. So hopefully I will get them tomorrow or the day after. Anyway, check that's beside the bike. I met up with Russ very quickly, not long. In fact, he met me at the station. And we had a beer in the hotel, and then we walked up to the gig because it was the Psycho Rock Fest at the Gasworks Club, Bradford. It was brilliant, and it featured loads of bands, as mentioned, including Rebel Yell, Speed Kings, Aces and Eights, The Hangmen, Hyperjacks, Blue Demon, Vince Rain and Boneshakers. I think that was all the bands that were on. I might have missed one out, I'm not sure. I was supposed to interview Speed Kings, and my apologies to Speed Kings because I kept missing them, so I didn't get around to it. But miraculously, I did manage to interview Blue Demon, Hyperjacks, and Aces and Eights, and record it properly, and get it edited and sent to you by some miracle. So I want to do all the interviews in one go. So anyway, the gig was fantastic. Really, really good fun. It was only £10 to get in. Hi to Martin. Well done for putting such a great, great show on. I enjoyed pretty much every band that were on. The turnout wasn't great, but it was funny. It did get really busy towards the end. First band on played about 10 people, but then it really built up, and there was obviously 150, 200 in by the end, I suppose. Anyway, it was fucking great. I loved it. I had a great day. I even enjoyed a chicken kebab by myself because I'd lost Russ and Luke, who'd also shown up. This isn't an inspiring story, quite frankly. I could have done it much better than I've done. But what I want to do is, when we do the interviews in the next bit, is I want to play kind of interview song, interview song, interview song, do it all three in one go.
Mm.
So you get a feel for the gig. I'm hoping you'll get wrapped up in the gig and all that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what we'll do, we'll play the song 5, we'll play now, and then I'll have a brief chat with you after this song, and then the rest of the show will just be interviews and songs, all right?
Yep.
Deal. This is a band we haven't played in a very long time, but it's part of my quirky middle. This is Kaluza and Beautiful Day. That was Kaluza and Beautiful Day from an album that I have got here called Love is Psychosis. Interestingly, because we played the Demento Go song Love is Like Electrocution. Apparently it's not, Love is Psychosis. I like loads of tracks of this album, it's bloody great. What one knows, Tony, what is Kaluza's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kaluza?
No, MySpace.com/Kaluza rocks. Probably be the internet 5, Tony Nil. It's in the bag. With 3 to play, the 3 of which we're going to be doing in one go any minute now, so people will actually hear your pain in one hit. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers at the moment. There's another guy with a big cock down there in Mississippi.
That's the second time you mentioned Jeff's cock in 2 weeks. Wow.
Well, we've mentioned Russ's, haven't we? So
that is true.
I tend to mention them both in the same mouth.
All right.
Can't think why that would be, but I wouldn't fancy skiing with those poles. Now, I'm not bringing Polish people into equation here. That's not what I'm talking about. Basically, what I'm going to do, we're going to play the Blue Demon interview, then you'll go into Blue Demon song, then we'll be playing a Hyperjack interview, go into a Hyperjack song, then an Ace and Ace interview, then Ace and Ace song, and then we'll have a chat with you at the end of the show. Sound all right?
That sounds good.
All right, so anyway, this means that what I need to know is, Tony, what is Blue Demon's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BlueDemonRocks?
No, MySpace.com/BlueDemon. That's probably been the internet 6, Tony Nil. Now I need to know what the Hyperjacks website is.
Their website?
What their MySpace page is?
MySpace.com/Hyperjacks.
No, it's MySpace.com/TheHyperjacks. That is probably the internet 7, Tony Nil. And last but not least, what is Aces and Eights MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AcesandEightsOfficial.
You've just got no memory. We played them last week.
No.
MySpace.com/TheCreatureThatEatsYourBoygan, and it's the number 8. That, I believe, makes it a whitewash. Poorly being the internet 8. Tony Neil, this is uncharted waters. You've made such a mess of this week. I feel like giving you a point just for being so unlucky, but because I think you thought I was trying to fool you with how I was saying the names, but I wasn't. I was just giving you it straight, man. 8-0. Very happy about this. Let's get on with the interviews, and we'll talk again at the end of the show.
It's Paulie B, Punky Radio. I've come to Bradford by mistake. There's a band on at the moment with about 8 people watching them. But unfortunately, I'm now joined by Blue Demon. Hello, Blue Demon.
Hello.
Right, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hiya, I'm Chris. I play double bass and shout stuff.
I'm Dave and I play the drums.
I'm Paul, I play the guitar and shout a bit.
Right, that's fair enough, because what I've got, I'm going to jump straight to question two on my little list here, because I have got you down as being Sleepy Gonzalez, the Curious Dr. Huff and Demon Dave.
All right, yes.
So, and my first question, well, second question is going to be, who is responsible for the names and why? But you've gone with someone else, so.
It's to confuse us all.
Right, that works on the basis that you make enough money out of Blue Demon to justify the dole. Well, fair enough. So, what's the psychically scene like in Liverpool then? Do you make a few quid out of it? Or?
You're just looking at it.
Yeah. Right, that's it, yeah.
Older him as well, yeah. That's it.
Him? Which one's him?
It's him, mate.
Fat bloke.
Excellent. So is Fat Bloke the Pete Best of the band? Have we got Sleepy Gonzalez, the Curious Doctor, Demon Dave, and Fat Bloke?
Yes.
Right. So how this interview is going to work then is I'm going to do most of the talking. It's going to be one word answers. So is there a psychic really scene in Liverpool? Let's go.
Not anymore.
There was once,
but there was. Yeah. So who was around in it?
Just a load of gobshites we couldn't stand.
A load of old cunts.
Right. So there were a load of old cunts. Right. No, you fucking cunt. Okay. Right, so does that mean then that, because I know that you, what's it called? Sumo thing. What am I? In City Sumo. Yeah. So does it mean that you just end up hanging about with sort of alternative bands? Because I know you know Zombina, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we pretty much play with anyone in Liverpool. Anyone, and everyone.
Which one? Who's your favourite band that you play with in Liverpool then? See, as I'm already off my question.
Zombina are good. Like Tramp Attack, a good band, plays with them a few times.
I haven't heard of Tramp Attack. What are they like?
Skiffle. Modern Skiffle.
Over here now.
Very modern skiffle, that's all I'm saying on the matter.
Very modern skiffle. That's all I'm saying, mate, you're getting no more. Right, well, in that case then, I'm going to get straight on with what I've dragged off your MySpace page. You have dancers and balloons and all sorts of shite on stage with you. How would you describe a Blue Demon show?
Balloons and dancers. Psychobilly, ragtime, variety hour. And if we could get blacked up, we surely would.
Right, and what's the best show that you've ever done? Who wants that one?
Ukraine,
yeah. Was that, without like yours, you have to travel?
Fantastic, yeah. That was the only one out of the country.
Right, and so what sort of numbers show up for Psychobilly in Ukraine?
There's about 600 there.
600? I know, it takes a piss out of England, doesn't it?
I'll tell you, from the first band...
Sorry, one second. What was that? And youthful too.
Youthful too, yeah.
Very youthful. He was one of the oldest there.
Right, at what, 15?
The oldest.
Right. And what's the worst show you've ever done? Who was this one? I need to know who's going to tell me.
Too many to mention.
Terrible old bands. Recently, what's the worst one you got?
Blackpool, where we played with the Hangman and nobody turns up.
Oh, right, that wasn't Rebellion, that was just...
No, it was just some little horrible look.
What, and it was the Hangman and no one turned up?
We enjoyed the Hangman and the Hangman enjoyed us, though.
Oh, that's nice. All right, then, right, so I've got a CD in front of me here called the Highfalutin Blue Demon EP, and it's got 6 tracks on it. Now, why didn't you bother doing an album?
Couldn't afford it.
Absolutely fair enough. That's a classic Liverpool answer. I've already asked you about the site we've seen. I've asked you about your names. I've asked you about your station. I've got fuck all out of you, really. We have got a CD. What's your favourite track on here? Have you all got your own favourites, or is there one that really sticks out?
There's Who Walks In When I Walk Out, and that's because it's a Bob Wills tune, and there is no greater man who ever walked here than Bob Wills.
Well, in that case, then, we'll play that. Thanks very much. Who Walks In When I Walk Out? We'll be right back.
feel that you're feeling me. Now who walks in when I walk out? Who's giving you that high, baby? That girl, she benevolent. When I walk out, who's giving you that high, baby? That girl, she benevolent me. Now who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know it, you're my baby? That girl, she's got me suffering too. Yeah, well, when we kiss, I kinda miss the same as it used to be. Every day when I'm away, I feel that you're fooling me. Now who walks in when I walk out? Who's giving you that high, baby? That girl, she benevolent me.
Once again, it's pissing down out here in Bradford, and I'm now joined by three fellows who are going to tell you exactly who they are themselves.
Hi, I'm Sam Woods, guitar and vocals of the Hyperjacks.
I'm Neil Holden, drummer of the Hyperjacks.
I'm Liam, I play double bass.
In the Hyperjacks?
In, I imagine, the Hyperjacks, yes.
You know I don't play elsewhere.
So listen, you're not on for fucking hours, so you got in here really early, did you?
We did, yeah, we had to help get some bands set up, because we're lending part of our equipment today, so it's good to help, you know, keep in with other bands.
Yeah, and now, you're one of the, now, if you don't mind, I've been watching, I've been involved in some ways, Psychobilly since 1985,
yeah.
But you're one of the kind of main bands from, if you like, I don't mean the second wave even, but kind of modern psychobilly,
yeah,
you're one of the main ones on it.
The third or fourth wave, whatever you want to call it, yeah, but certainly one of the only few in the northwest, or the north, put it that way.
Yes, in the northwest, it's us and Blue Demon. I suppose it's not really been a particularly fit our ground, has it, historically speaking?
I was talking to Howard from Rorke's a while back now, and he was going on about how please forgive me if I'm wrong, but he said his favourite song on Rockabilly Clash was yours. How did you get involved in that?
Well, I've known Howard for a while. He's been a Clash fan, I've been a Clash fan, and he mentioned the idea to me, and then he put it to me a week before, you know, the deadline, so I had to get my members at the time, you know, practiced best we could, and then we just went and banged it out in the nearest studio, really. So it was just like, you know, cut loose and do it.
So was it a bit weird doing a cover version of something that actually has kind of, again, not being rude, but there's probably more people heard the cover you did than have heard the latest album you've done, so do you know about that?
It's a strange one.
It's
a strange one. Well, it's a strange one for me because I wasn't in the band at that time, you see.
Right, fuck you then, right.
Well, no, I mean, getting on that compilation got in Uncut Magazine a few months later, and it would be mentioned in a Clash book as well, so it's been very good, you know, the profile stage of the Hyperjacks, and I do believe it's actually helped sell some of our own material, so.
It's good to get the name out, and hopefully that turns people onto the original.
Right, and what's the latest with the band? What are the next gigs? Are you doing anything big, or are you...
Today, obviously, you've got Bedlam Breakout Weekender, which is going to be huge. It's probably the biggest psychobilly weekender in the UK now, isn't it?
In the UK,
you know, they've got Guanabats and Mark Cole and Longs Old Texas and so forth. And then just back
to... Out, so we're punk crew credentials supporting the Anti-Nowhere League in a few weeks.
The last album I got sent by them was an album called Kings and Queens, and you're in good company because there's a song on that called Your Mother's Cunt.
That's my level.
We have played it. So have you got any sort of favourite bands between you? Are you all massively excited about it?
Yeah. Bands, and they're nearly all playing today. We like Blue Demon, we like Aces and Apes, we like the Hangmen, we like the Graveyard Johnnies, who are not playing today. And
I saw Graveyard Johnnies in Pinedale.
There are a lot of bands to be excited about at the moment on the Psychobilly scene. I mean, we don't exclusively listen to Psychobilly, you know, there's a lot of bands that we look at as influences, but you know, at the moment, particularly in the north of England, there's a lot of bands worth getting excited about.
Yeah, but do you think Psychobilly is seeing some sort of resurgence in this country after a few years of not doing
it? Well, it did. You had bands from America coming over, like Tiger Army and the Horror Pops, you know, who signed on big punk labels, so they like resurged a lot of interest and have gone from that into getting into like English bands, you know, and the older bands like the Meteors and Demented All Go to are still spearheading the scene. So, yeah, I think it has in a positive way, but it's a shame they don't always turn out. I mean, there's kids all over the internet who say they like all this stuff, you know, but
Listen, it's really nice talking to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you later. What's the latest album called? It's called what, sorry?
The Wildest Card.
It's on Cherry Red Records.
It's on Cherry Red. Am I going to get a copy?
If you're lucky.
Well, because if I don't, I can't play a song. Look, listen, love, I don't like you that much. What's your favourite song on that album?
We've all got different ones.
I think for me it's probably Henry Chinaski, which is strange because at the time of writing it, it was probably my least favourite. It's a kind of slower, more moody sort of tune, but yeah.
But now,
for now, that one.
We'll play it. We'll play it now. Thank you very much.
Better than me. eat out of the chip shop, from town to the bus stop, drinking my gut rot, spreading a blood clot. You may say I'm a little insane, I'm no stranger to the office clerks and the unemployment agency. Who's perks and women are my only perks? I'm becoming mild and with China skin. I'm becoming my own Henry Chinaski. I'm becoming my own Henry Chinaski.
It's Paulie V, Punky Radio. It's pissing down outside in Bradford. There's a band on at the moment that I couldn't give two shits about, but one band I could give several shits about, Aces and Aches. I'm joined with some of them now. Introduce yourselves, boys.
Alright, I'm Adam.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
It helps if you say what you do, but fair enough, I know Matt's the lead singer, the rest doesn't matter. Now, I was looking at your MySpace page, and I was impressed by the fact that where everyone has a little comment they can make, yours says, everybody dies. This is the most emo thing I've ever seen on a psychobilly rockabilly bass. What's the reason behind that?
Explain that, right. Our bassist, who's not here, right, his car's bust and he lives up a mountain in Bradford, so he hasn't got any access to the world, so he's getting all melancholy. He used to say, eat the fucking apple, bitch, right? And he's changed, the bastard. He's kind of taking control of the project, ideologically, creatively, but he's steered it into frightening directions because he's having a breakdown. I shouldn't have said that, he's not having a breakdown.
He's not having a breakdown. I did think, because you are the whole band from Leeds, am I right?
Yeah. The bass player.
Apart from the bass player.
And the drummer from Darlington, and the guitarist.
Yeah, but you're all from Leeds now. Because I did think, I thought, when I saw that, I thought, oh, I understand. Leeds, the home of goth. That's why you said it, everybody likes.
We're in Bradford. We're in Bradford, which is where the goths live now. Do you know what I mean? Leeds is all like hardcore.
They got kicked out of Leeds, didn't they?
They got kicked out. Yeah.
Now, something I'm interested in. You've got a 7-track mini album available, but the CD you sent me has got about 500 tracks on it. Where can people get hold of the other material?
Well, they can't yet. We've not put anything else out, but we will be as soon as we can.
Working on it, yeah.
If people get in touch with us via MySpace, we can come to some kind of arrangement vis-a-vis new tracks.
And what's the MySpace page for you?
Fucking hell. It's best to go to our MySpace URL. It's quite long. If you go to beflyerwhore.com
rather than the creature that ate Sheboygan.
Yeah. Or if you Google Aces and Eights Psychobilly or Aces and Eights Leeds, you will find us.
Right, okay. And what gigs have you got coming up soon?
I don't know until I check the MySpace.
Right, okay. And
I don't know even. The guy who's had a breakdown up a mountain, he tells us.
Blaming the bass player, aren't you?
Yeah. Are we playing
what's up?
Who and Annie?
Oh yeah.
Who and Annie in, is it Camden? Is it Camden? In October. Yeah. October 17th. Oh yeah, maybe.
But if people type in Aces and Aces to Google, they'll find you, will they?
Yeah.
Right, and now I've just watched you. I don't want to give this away, having already seen you, but what can people expect from an Aces and Aces show?
Equipment failure.
An angry reverend shouting abuse to people.
More equipment failure.
Awesome musicianness. Yeah. I do say so myself.
A lack of practice.
All right. I've played a few of your songs already on the show. I don't know whether you've listened or not. If there's one song that you would like us to play at the end of this interview, what would it be?
Who are we playing it to? It's a bit of a broad question. Who's the target? Are we playing it to a lady? Are we playing it to someone getting ready to go out of an evening? Because we cover all the bases, do you know what I mean? We've got broad appeal.
But you're quite clearly not covering your bases. You've got fucking ear. No, I mean, to my listeners who are now going to be hearing your stuff, what should they hear?
It's not available to buy. Yeah, send me the Reverend Black.
Play now.
$10 for absolution, motherfucker!
sacraments of my fellow citizens. With that trust comes the duty to serve all Americans. And I will do my best to fulfill that duty every day as your president.
Well then, Tony, what do you reckon there? That was quite an earful of a section, wasn't it? Three sock bands, three interviews, one go, none of us talking in real life, just to pretend me and all that nonsense.
It's weird.
It was weird. What's even weirder is that I haven't had a chance to tell you, because of that, about the shows I'm doing this week. This Thursday is Rather, Elixir Bar in Camden. Friday and Saturday are my comedy shows in Hitchin, Lechworth, and Sunday is the start of a new season of my comedy show in Bedford. David Haddingham features at the three shows over the weekend. He has different female support acts each night. Don't ask me how that's happened. And Rather on Thursday has the usual array of nonsense. Do make sure you check. You know what my mate MySpace and Facebook groups and everything are now. Just make sure you check them out. Find out, and I do hope to see you over the weekend. Sorry if this show's been a little bit unusual for you, but I kind of like mixing things up a bit these weeks, Tony Moroney. Have you got anything going on this week?
No, not this week. It's quite a step. The beautiful Stephanie is in Germany this week and left me with all the house renovation work.
A house full of prostitutes.
So it's just fun here. So, you know, I've got no time for anything else but just having fun and doing up the house.
All right, fair enough. Make sure you vote for us. Make sure you leave a thing for us at iTunes. Make sure you send us shit. We've had a couple of quiet weeks. Just get the fuck on with it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poo.
Two, one.
We're Blue Demon, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
Hey, I'm Spock.